W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some items, a few marked classified on some level, have been taken by the FBI in a search of the Delaware home of President and Mrs. Biden, announced by statements from a White House counsel and Mr. Biden's personal lawyer. There was no court order. The Bidens voluntarily allowed the search, say the attorneys. Violence, rocks thrown, windows broken, a police car set on fire in a protest at Atlanta tonight outside a proposed police training ground. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
Many of them don't even live in Atlanta or in the state of Georgia, and they don't represent the voices of Atlanta.
A group involved in the protest says they're protesting police violence. How deadly has the war in Ukraine been? ABC's Matt Gutman in the capital, Kyiv.
U.S. officials now estimate that over 150,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded since the start of the war. Many of those taking place in the slaughterhouse of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. Bakhmut reportedly cost the lives of tens of thousands on both sides.
This is ABC News. Russia is using famine as a political weapon by blocking Ukrainian food exports, says Ukrainian President Zelensky to a meeting of agriculture ministers in Berlin.
The world needs more determination and more cooperation to stop the aggression that ruins the food market.
The Ukrainian leader says more than 100 ships transporting food are lined up, with their inspections blocked by Russia. She expects Congress to eventually reach a bipartisan solution to raise the debt ceiling, says Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
I mean, it is possible for markets to become quite concerned about whether or not the U.S. will pay its bills before the day of reckoning comes. And we saw that in 2011, the United States experienced a credit downgrade for the first time in its history.
Yellen in Senegal on a 10-day tour promoting U.S.-African economic relations. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
One size fits all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Shine. I feel
For the people.
Time.
can outrun the swift pleasures of sin. There was so much more than I needed those days. When I prayed for shelter, and then I prayed for rain. I just wanted someone to touch me. At the same time, I loved
is The Whale by Mindox. That was the Essential Last Crack at 11. And Mindox was, we changed it up with bands that came out of Last Crack. Mindox was a band after Last Crack that the singer Butto was in, with Pete Ress, who is also in the Skin Tones, who you may have heard here on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. We opened that set up of a Essential Last Crack at 11 with Seven Seasons Deep, and that features Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, who was singer for Last Crack on their third album. We're going to keep it rolling here with the Black Saints. This is a throwback from a Milwaukee band from back in the 90s. This song is called Running. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Yeah. Hey, this is Damian Smith with the band Autumn Reverie, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
I close my eyes. Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah. Force Field, that is Sword of Honor. This is Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Before that, we heard Helion Prime, The Final Theory. That featured Mary Zimmer on vocals. And Autumn Reverie, Stalemate. And we opened that up with the Black Saints and Running. Great old Milwaukee band. Hey, coming up, we have Bad Year, Little Mo's and Ohms, Flying Fuzz, Rebels Without Applause, Faces for Radio. Still more to come here on Maxine Kevy. You're listening to hard rock and heavy metal from across Wisconsin.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies, so let's vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees. Yeah, the clock needs midnight and you can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio for the people. Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
memories, memories are sweet. I'd do anything just to see you, only for a while. If I could bring you back, I'd walk a million miles.
Rebels Without Applause, Greg Fulton. He was in Snow White in the 80s and 90s. Late 90s, he was in Rebels Without Applause with his brother on drums. Great band out of Chicago, great throwback. Before that, we had The Flying Fuzz out of Madison, Our Freedom. And then Eglath, Kingdom of Bones. Kingdom of Bones, that song is from a band from Appleton. And then Moes and Ohms before that, Tale of Despair. And we started that off, Bad Year, Charcoal Black. I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Maxine Kevy. We're coming up here on the end of the show tonight. We'll be back here next week. Remember, we play the best of Wisconsin local original hard rock and heavy metal. We play throwbacks, we play brand new music, and we even would like to interview you. So if you want to send your music in MP3, request an interview, we'll consider it. Send it to Max Inc. Radio, M-A-X-I-N-K Radio at gmail.com. Remember, you can go to civicmedia.us, click on Max Inc. Radio, and you can see our podcast, listen to the show again. Of course, this show repeats Sunday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight. We're going to roll this out with a little bit of Faces for Radio in Your Hands. I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Oh,
Easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.